A gentle mind is a happy mind. A gentle mind is a happy mind. Just be with that for a moment. Inside yourself, a gentle mind is a happy mind. And stay with the ground of gentleness that is your mind, and that is your state. It is this simple. It is this simple, and how marvelous. And on Tuesday, we also did simple. Your feet get grounded. And right now, we didn't say those words, but everybody got grounded. But feet will help in almost all moments. That kind of physical tactile actually put the mind to the ground, to your feet. It's probably going to be more effective than just reminding oneself that a gentle mind is a happy mind. That might not help when certain thoughts are just going around and going around, or we feel rushed about something or frustrated with something, et cetera. So ground. Then we did, and then that became centeredness with the assistance of breath. We didn't have to think about assistance. Breath just naturally came forward. And that is to say, forefront in our awareness. And it just doesn't deviate. It's always in the center. That's it. Pretty simple. And we don't lose sight of our feet. We don't lose that tactile, embodied experience and sensation, set of sensations. And similarly so with center. It's a sensorial experience, as is gentle. When our mind is gentle, and goodness gracious, these days with modern technology and screen time and digital time instead of daytime, a day, well, it's a very different world. And human beings have not evolved in digital time. We didn't evolve with screens. So gentle? It's a gift we want to give ourselves to just pause. Really pause. So we take a long, slow, deep breath and do just that again. And feel our feet or our butt, depending on our physical posture. And our mind gentles, it smooths out. Our mind goes from being, spiky on a graph, just spikes one right after another. Up and down, up and down, up and down. It goes from that to elongated waves, rounded. And then more and more we stay. It'll just become smooth. And the more frequently that we feel the ground or pause for gentleness in our mind, we recognize that these are real. These are true. These are innate. And the majority, it could be well over 90%, the majority of chasing and ferreting and avoiding and worrying and so many factors that are in our mind and agitated and restless in our mind, that these are made up, fabricated. They're almost always not in the now. They're almost always not even pertaining to the now. Their projections or their memories and so forth. We know this. This is our experience. When we pause and elongate the gap, when we get grounded and allow centeredness to come forward, we are happier people. And that's a gift to the world and to everyone we encounter, as well as, of course, right away to ourselves. So we smile. It's just so simple, always. Whenever we feel complications going on inside, just pause, please. Whatever the complication is self-made and almost always not real. This is real. Ground. Feel your feet. And if you're sitting in lotus, feel your butt and your feet. And there is centeredness, breathing, Smooth and gentle. And if our mind wanders, we come back to the feet or our butt if we're sitting. And feel that gentleness and that ground. These are innate. Go to them. Train to go to these. We come back to us, to the essences. We return to our essence of being. We smile and take a long, slow, deep breath. There are many reasons to cultivate ground, center, gentleness. And we mentioned altitude and depth on Tuesday. We'll work with those too, but and certainly they help in any given moment. The reason to cultivate this is simply that a mind at peace is a contented mind, happy. It is content with the moment. It is content. And if we look out to the world, or we look to maybe even the rest of our day, I don't know. There's a lot of discontent. Again, restless. It just doesn't have to be like that. That's not our essence. It's not our natural state. So even as we age or have our responsibilities to attend, as the world is changing, we give ourselves the gift of wise management, wise and compassionate data input, wise choices with how we use our time, what we put into our body, what we put into our minds, how we react, how we respond, how we interact. And if the ground of it all is our essence of being, which is itself always at ease, always at peace, always spacious and bright, then we are grounded in that essence of being. We are centered in that essence of being. And our mind is gentle. Our mind is at peace. And that's what goes out from us, as well as that is what we personally are experiencing. How marvelous! How marvelous! And so needed. Love you all. Create your day. Your feet. Your breath and your mind. Love you all.